Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. As expected, Republican state lawmakers are now ready to move ahead with legislation this fall that will likely produce radical changes to the way the education system is handled here in Michigan. To talk about the proposed reforms, I'm joined by Republican State Senator Phil Pavlov, who is the chair of the Senate Education Committee. Welcome to the program, Senator.
How are you, Michael?
Very good. You know, one of the things you're calling for is expanding the number of charter schools in the state. Although, if we see a surge of charter schools opening up in Michigan, isn't it likely to lead to less money and less investment in our public schools to make improvements to their existing programs?
Well, let's just start right from the beginning and just say that charter schools in Michigan are public schools. And so I don't really see there's going to be an impact in the number of students that we're going to educate in the state. But to your point about this expansion of charters, I mean, this package has been labeled the Parent Empowerment Education Reform Package, and really what we're trying to accomplish with this set of eight bills is giving parents and students choices and options to fit the needs of the education of their kids, and charters certainly fill a role in that respect.
Now, one of the reforms calls for allowing a majority of parents and teachers in a school district to petition the district to convert a school to a charter. So are you saying the existing employees at the school would remain under their current public contracts as they work for these charter schools?
Well, we have an epidemic of failing schools in this state. When we measure the lowest 5% of the schools in the state, we come up with about between 150 and 200 schools that have essentially been failing students and parents for a number of years. And what happens is, without any action, the failure continues. During the Race to the Top legislation that was signed by Governor Granholm 2 years ago, we instituted a mechanism to start dealing with these failing schools across the state. And to date, we haven't fixed one of them. I think that one of the criticisms that we hear about education is, you know, parents aren't involved as they should be, not only in this local operation of a school, but, you know, in their students' lives. So what we do with this parent conversion school would be, if you get 50% of the teachers and 50% of the parents that agree to the fact that that school has been a failure, it needs to be reconstituted in a way that addresses the needs of the students in there. I mean, that is the quickest way to deal with it. Otherwise, the way that the system is set up today, you're going to, you know, if you're a ninth grader going into a failing high school, you know, expect to be trapped in that failure for 4 years and then come out, and then what do you have when you're done?
So I want to get back to converting it to a charter school. Sure. Then are the employees at that school would remain under the same contracts that they had been previously then?
Under the current reform that we have in place, you're going to reconstitute the building. You can take many options to it. You could put a management group in charge of the site management of that school, and you would then be able to have an option of keeping the same teachers there or changing from top to bottom. And that would be at the direction of the management company that's going to be charged with turning it around.
I see. So we're looking at a situation where teachers could lose their jobs, they could get paid less of a wage. All those things could occur once the school becomes a charter school, though.
Well, and you could also move into a point where, based on performance measures, a teacher could essentially be making more money. We want to be able to incentivize the teaching profession in a way. I mean, there's been a lot of criticism that, you know, the reforms that we've done up until this point this year have been attacks on the collective bargaining process, attacks on teachers. But in reality, the reason that we did the tenure reform is so that we're finally measuring teacher effectiveness and putting it as a priority over teacher seniority. So, you know, we're on the path to making sure that the very best teachers are in front of our students. And if I have, some policy direction, I'd like to be moving into a performance-based. There are many districts around the state. Grand Blanc is an example of a school district that has a merit pay incentive for their teachers under the current collective bargaining agreement. So if a school is performing and there's a team spirit and there's an energy and they're driving education results, then that school is in line for additional revenue. And I think that we have to have that incentive built into what we're doing.
Republican State Senator Phil Pavlov, he chairs the Senate Education Committee. Why can't these successful strategies that work in charter schools be incorporated into our current public school systems?
I guess I could sum it up by just saying change is very difficult to accomplish in education today. I mean, that we tend to repeat, and really there's been a major effort to protect the status quo. But when we have, between 16 and 18% of our students are ready for a career, whether it be certificate program or college readiness, I think that that's a strong indication that we're missing it somewhere.
Well, let me ask you then, when you see a school that has a 30, 40% dropout rate, as some in Michigan do, that's not because the teachers there are that much worse than those in successful districts, right?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I would just say that there are socioeconomic conditions that exist across the state, whether it's in urban areas or rural districts, that contribute to that factor. There's no question about that. Part of the other seven or eight bills that are in this package allow other opportunities. We know that if a student is on a path to dropping out, it can be identified when they're 13 or 14 years old. So we have to have innovative and strategic plans in place. This package will also expand the opportunity for cyber education as well. And we know in St. Clair County, where I live and represent, we have put together a middle college program. We've also put together cyber education to get the kids that not necessarily going to be able to learn in a traditional classroom setting. So that's another part of the empowerment and the choice package that we're talking about.
So where do these kinds of reforms leave the state's unionized teachers and the MEA? By expanding the charter school system, are you envisioning an education system that avoids the involvement of the union?
Well, we have to be clear about one of the reasons that charters are successful in this state. And we have to make an acknowledgement that they can educate a student at a smaller rate than is in the traditional public schools. And until we can get a handle, we are in an economic crisis with really no end in sight. Every year our revenue is going down. So this package is designed to change the conversation about how we get more money into education, to flip it on its head and say, how do we get more education for our students for the dollars that we have to invest? And there has to be that recognition in part. And you know, we've done some things, Michael, in the last several months that have given school districts the ability to control more of their costs. And, you know, we had to make that move to require, 20% compensation on their health care premiums. That isn't because we have disdain for the teaching community. It's a more of a reflection of what the rest of the world has been dealing with. And had we moved toward that type of cost-sharing structure, we would literally have, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars saved over those years at a time when our economy has been on its heels.
Well, would Michigan school districts be better off without a teachers union involved?
I don't think that it's an affront on the teachers union as much as it is that you have to have a way of delivering the product in the context of your budget constraints. That one of the things that people point to the state, about, the funding cuts to education, let's also keep in mind that if you live in a house, that house is worth about 60% of what it was just a few years ago. And we generate property taxes to pay for education. Well, when you have a collapse in the real estate market, that has a negative effect on school funding. So in context of where we are economically, we still have to educate kids, and we have limited supplies.
Just about a minute left, but in this vision then, how is the public school system even relevant if ultimately charter schools would be more economical and produce better students, in your view? Do we even need this public school system if we could, I guess, ultimately transfer our entire education system into charter schools?
Oh, Michael, I have to reiterate my point. Charters are public schools. They are fully public schools. They operate under the same funding formula. In fact, they get less on a foundation allowance than traditional. So you have to use charter schools. You can't say that they're not public. They are public, funded by the state, the same way a traditional public school is. but just to a lesser degree, to a smaller percentage.
Would we be better off then if our entire system was made up of charter schools?
No. Here's what we're going to do. By having a competition element in there, we hope that the traditionals understand that, A, there's going to be competition for that student. And a parent has the ability to seek out the best opportunity. And if the traditional public schools have an opportunity to improve and drive the type of innovation that we've been able to see in the charters, then everybody in Michigan wins. And it isn't, it shouldn't be boiled down to a union, non-union issue. It's more about what does the next future of educated kids in Michigan look like.
State Senator Phil Pavlov, a Republican and the chair of the Senate Education Committee, thank you very much for joining me.
Appreciate talking to you tonight, Michael. Thanks.